All right, one that I can't, I'm just sitting here reading case law as, again, I'm brushing up and I'm making the courses better for everybody who's coming up. Just fix this camera a little bit, it's looking more even. Let's see. All right, cool. Guys, I just had to jump on here and give you guys this last piece of case law before the day. I can't walk away from this one. I was like, I'm saying for tomorrow, but if I forget, I'm going to be pissed because I know a lot of guys write into me about this one. And recently, even today, somebody just asked me about admitting when a person commits a crime, does that establish probable cause? And I'm going to read to you some verbiage right out of State versus Brown 2002. And her name, I think, is Tanisha Brown, something like that. So what happens is Mrs. Brown is in the Newark airport. She's approached by some Port Authority detectives. And basically, make a long story short, the dog comes out, hits on the defendant's suitcase. She admitted to having 55 pounds of marijuana on her, hence establishing probable cause. She was arrested, and the search of the bag was considered search incident to arrest. So she came back and tried to challenge the constitutionality of the consent search of her bag once she admitted to it. And the court said, look, no, we're not even talking about the consent search here. It's a moot point. It's not even an issue. What we're talking about is you said you had 55 pounds of marijuana. That established probable cause for your arrest, and that bag was search incident to arrest. So there's no, you can't contest that, sister. All right, so it says, and this is what the court said, probable cause to arrest defendant existed following her admission of guilt, especially in light of the dog having alerted to the presence of drugs in the suitcase. Indeed, at oral argument before us, defense counsel admitted probable cause existed in these circumstances. Hence, the search of the suitcase was incident to defendant's arrest and her consent to search was not required. That being so, we need not decide whether the defendant's consent to the search of the suitcase was voluntary. So when you have somebody on the side of the road who's saying to you, yeah, I have drugs in the car, that is probable cause, folks. Okay, try to get specific about it and see what kind of drugs they have. And at that point, they're actually arrestable for the admission. So if you actually look at there's some other stuff I know we've talked about, guys have been in my class and I've done videos in the past about how admissions satisfies the in-presence requirement for probable cause. Let's say you go to a fight call and it's a simple assault. And one guy says, yeah, I punched him and you might be unprovoked and he's subject to arrest because he admitted to you. You know, his admission satisfied the in-presence requirement. So it's the same circumstances here when you have somebody admitting that there are drugs or some kind of illegal contraband in a motor vehicle. At that point, that will establish that probable cause for you to go ahead and search that car. And I want to get that out to everybody because I know guys run into this shit all the time. I want to make sure you're doing the right thing out there. I just couldn't wait for this one to – I couldn't wait for tomorrow in case somebody's got to see this tonight. So see you later.